Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Teachers and students in Oakland took to the streets today demanding better pay and smaller class sizes. They marched to district headquarters in the mayor's office, and they say they will be out again tomorrow. Phil, tell us when this started. I mean, and it's obviously escalating, right?
Yeah, it's been brewing for some time. Well, this is not sanctioned by the union, but I don't think they're opposed to it. The talks have been going on for some time. The teachers have been out without a contract for about a year now, or possibly longer, as these negotiations go on. And you're right, the issues, at least at the table, are about pay and about class size. The teachers want more pay and smaller classes. The district, however, is once again facing a $30 million shortfall. I say that once again because it seems like every time you turn around, Oakland school districts are facing another shortfall. And this one has been exasperated by the fact that the last superintendent, before he took off for Washington, D.C. and a better job, spent millions of dollars on consultants to look at various programs and, I think, enhance his resume to get the Washington job, and left Oakland holding the bag.
By way of perspective, if I've got this right, the teachers or the district is offering 5% over 3 years. The
right.
Teachers want 12% over 3 years. So that's a pretty big difference at this point.
It is. It is a big difference. Now, when you also look at that, you have to understand that when a lot of times when we're in these negotiations or you're reading about these negotiations, their focus, let's say, is on the pay. Now, let me add the other part of that is that they get health care for themselves and their families free. They've got a pension. They've got other benefits in there that add about $30,000, so which, when taken as a total compensation package, puts them more on par with other districts. So it's usually what unions do, and they do it smartly, whether it's cops or teachers or firefighters. They zero in on where they're behind in other districts and sort of be quiet about where they're either matching or ahead. So that's part of it. As far as the actual schools go, that's another issue. The Oakland has seen a steady drain of students into charter schools. Plus this budget deficit they're facing, thanks in part to the last superintendent, means that they're going to be having to consolidate and close schools. A lot of people don't like that. Sometimes that leads to more students leaving. Oakland has struggled to get itself back on, rise up above, and is actually Oakland Tech now is one of the top, engineering and academic schools in the area, which was not the case 20 years ago or even 10 or 15 years ago. And so there's changes going on there. But yes, especially in the areas of special education, they're having to, absorb these cuts, and they're being told there's going to be more coming.
And they're going to be out again tomorrow, they say.
That's right, and I expect to see other things because, one of the things on this is to try to get the public behind you, and one of the stops they made was to City Hall. And you heard what from the mayor and everybody?
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.